Good morning. This is Monica with Family First Care. How may I assist you?
Good morning. My name is Nicole, and I was wondering if you had everything that you needed to begin services, because my UPMC service coordinator said that she's been trying to reach you guys, but she can't get through. I don't know if y'all work better through text or not, or I don't know how do we like communicate on a day-to-day basis.
You might need to speak to the coordinator. I'm not a coordinator for a case. I'm the HR coordinator that assists caregivers in getting started with their paperwork. So what's the name of the client?
Nicole Jackson.
So based on the notes here, it seems like it was seems like the authorization was requested. They would need to speak to Erica about this. But let me see if she has any updates on this. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
So I just spoke with Erica. She says that UPMC has never called her, and that I can give you her number so they can reach out to her directly. I'm not sure if they have maybe another number on file that they've been trying to reach.
Okay. And did they complete all the paperwork and stuff like that? Because they've been working, and I haven't had an agency. That's why I was telling Erica that they needed to start as soon as possible. The other person took their TB test and everything, but I haven't heard anything if everything is completed, when is a tentative start date, or anything.
So as far as Andrea's paperwork, she's still missing her two-year residency proof. So she needs to send me her two-year residency proof, which I communicated to her already. And we just scheduled her an appointment to get her TB test done yesterday. So she went and got that taken care of at about 7:30 p.m. So in regards to the results for that, we're still waiting for it. It takes about 2 to 3 business days to get that in.
Okay, so they can't start while all of this is going on?
Well, she needs to send me her two-year residency proof. She still hasn't done that yet.
So her ID won't suffice?
No, her ID won't suffice. It needs to be a two-year residency proof, meaning that the date on the ID has to be issued in 2023 or older. I also sent her other examples of what she can use for her two-year residency proof. But we don't have the authorization as of yet either, so she's still not able to start. So we have the auth and she has everything completed, then she would be able to start.
Okay, what about Marlo?
So Marlo, he's missing... So she needs to send me her ID because her ID was very small, the one that she sent over. When we tried to enlarge it, it was blurry. We couldn't see anything. She said she was looking for a two-year proof. So she's missing her two-year proof, her ID. Let me see. And that's it. And then we're waiting for her background check results to come back.
We did the background thing.
No,
I already spoke
to
someone about the background thing.
Let me see if the waiver has been completed. Hold on. Yep, I got the waiver. That's fine. So the I-9 and her two-year residency proof.
So she can give you an old copy of a lease?
Yeah, as long as I see the date that it's 2023 or older, it has her name on it, and there's a Pennsylvania address.
Okay. All right.
And then she needs to send me her picture of her ID again.
Okay. I'll tell her to send it to you.
All right. Sounds good. Do you want the number to Erica so that UPMC can contact her directly?
Yes.
All right. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's 267-551. 7-4-2-3.
267, you said 551?
Correct. 7423 are the last four.
7423. Okay. All right.
All right. All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.